With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. An increasing number of passengers are flying in and out of the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport. As WXPR's Katie Thorson reports, 2025 marked a major milestone for the airport.
More than 30,000 people took flights out of the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport last year, reaching an 18-year high.
We were over the moon. We were elated.
Airport Director Matthew Leitner says that means Rhinelander is seeing about two-thirds the volume of La Crosse, which has a far larger population.
We've got a burgeoning regional economy, local economy. A lot of people are discovering or re-experiencing the recreational opportunity that abounds around here. And it's just a very, very popular destination. It's a great place to live. You know, it has a very high quality of life. So I think that's becoming more and more known as the years go on.
Along with the increase in passengers in recent years has come an increase in the number of places people are coming from. While years ago, the Rhinelander Oneida County Airport leaned more towards a regional airport, it's now getting people with originating flights from Atlanta, Seattle, and Florida, with Phoenix and Denver taking the top two spots.
Now, it seems like we're much more of a national and even international destination, especially when it comes to the summer camps.
The additional flights between Chicago and Rhinelander last summer with United attributed to the increased passenger volume. But Leitner says they're seeing strengthening volume in the winter and shoulder seasons as well.
One thing we've noticed in terms of marketing data over the past, well, since I've been here, so 8 years, is there are a lot of small startups, and that was expedited during COVID, you know, which is to say that someone, probably a consultant, starts a business locally, and then with the broadband connection is able to, you know, conduct most of their business online and then flies periodically to various places. So in the winter, we're seeing a lot of that activity, or have over the last few years.
Leitner expects the seasonal United flights to Chicago to return this summer. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
This week's warm-up is leading to a pause on some winter fun. Lang Lake County closed its snowmobile trails at noon Wednesday. The county expects the closure to be temporary. It's meant to help preserve the base as rain and temperatures in the upper 30s are in the forecast for Thursday. Lincoln County closed snowmobile trails in zones 2 through 4. Zone 1 remains open. The Lakeland Area Mountain Bike Organization closed the zip trails in Minocqua. The glide and ice skating rink in Boulder Junction are closed Thursday. Other clubs and organizations like the Snow Eagles Snowmobile Club in Eagle River are encouraging folks to stay off the trails until the cold weather returns, which should be this weekend. The forecast for Saturday calls for snow and a high of 27, both of which should help trails in the Northwoods. A new contaminant may threaten the health of America's national bird. Findings from a long-running project have already shown high levels of PFAS in nesting bald eagles across Wisconsin. Now researchers are looking to gauge the effects on their health, as WPR's Danielle Keating reports, as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
The project has been tracking contaminant levels in eagles across Wisconsin since 1990. Researchers previously found high PFAS levels in the blood of eaglets. Now they're trying to gauge the chemical's effects on their health. In the last 3 years, they've been collecting blood samples from nesting eagles along the shores of Lakes Superior and Michigan and the Wisconsin River. Scientist Gavin Dehnert with Wisconsin Sea Grant says early results show a decline in antibodies and white blood cell counts in birds with high PFAS levels,
kind of indicating potentially that they have less of a defense against maybe a disease in the future.
Dehnert says the highest levels were found in eaglets along the middle portion of the Wisconsin River. He says that may be due to spreading paper mill sludge that contained the chemicals on nearby fields. Danielle Keating, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of Wisconsin Public Media Newsrooms, including WUWM, Wisconsin Public Radio, and WXPR. More than 40 cats and kittens from a single household have now been surrendered to the Lincoln County Humane Society. Officials say more cats are expected to be captured from the home throughout the rest of this week. Liz Friedenfels is the Lincoln County Humane Society director.
At this point, another owner is involved, so they've actually been officially surrendered to us. We have 34 cats and kittens right now that have come in from that household.
More are coming in, with the total at 41 as of Tuesday evening. Friedenfels says situations like this are becoming increasingly common. Rising vet care costs can make spaying and neutering feel out of reach, allowing small numbers to grow fast.
We did hear from someone associated with this family that, you know, 3 years ago they had three kittens, and now there's, you know, several dozen cats and kittens, and some of the females are pregnant. So, you know, it very quickly gets out of hand when there are unfixed animals together.
Amid the challenges, there's been an outpouring of support for the Lincoln County Humane Society.
Our donation tote was full, and people are calling to see how they can help, and we're just really grateful. That makes these hard days a little easier to get through, so thank you to everybody that's helped with that.
The Lincoln County Humane Society plans to host an adoption special soon and encourages residents to follow them on Facebook for updates. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Community Blood Center is asking O-negative blood donors to donate as soon as they can. That's after multiple emergencies depleted the supply. Within just 24 hours, two patients in hospitals supplied by the Community Blood Center needed a total of nearly 20 units transfused during emergencies. Community Blood Center says their inventory dropped to just a one-day supply of O-negative blood. Blood donations this time of year are already under strain due to winter weather and seasonal illnesses causing people not to come in. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.